Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting second. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rube Walker. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Cusick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Minor. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Minor. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Monty Irvin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Hearn. Pitching for the New York Giants, Jim Hearn. And now, play ball. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baumholtz moves to third. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baumholtz scores. Sauer moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Lockman moves to second. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Irvin scoops it up and throws to first, with Hearn covering, for the out. One out. Jack Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick strikes out. Two outs. Paul Minor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minor hits a line drive towards third. Thompson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum strikes out. one out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cusick fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pafko. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Mueller moves to third. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cusick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cusick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stanky moves to second. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Minner. Stanky moves to third. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stanky scores. Two outs. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 1 in the game. Irvin takes first base on ball 4. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Westrum hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Jack Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. Cusick hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Minor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minor is 0-for-1 in the game. Minor takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to second. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-2 in the game. Terwilliger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker scores. Minor moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz takes first base on ball 4. Terwilliger moves to second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0-for-1 in the game. Hearn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cusick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. Cavaretta strikes out. Two outs. Ray Noble now catching. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Irvin scoops it up and throws to first, with Hearn covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Irvin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Irvin reaches second base with a double. Thompson moves to third. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Dark is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Dark hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-2, Giants. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cusick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0-for-2 in the game. Hearn hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-2 in the game. Cusick takes first base on ball 4. Bill Serena pinch hits for Paul Minor. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena takes first base on ball 4. Cusick moves to second. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Cusick moves to third. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Thompson. Cusick scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Giants. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Cal McLish now pitching. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Stanky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with McLish covering, for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Sheldon Jones now pitching. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-3 in the game. Cavaretta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Irvin strikes out. One out. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Noble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cusick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cusick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Cal McLish. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Terwilliger strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.